Hello?
Hi, is this Paul?
Yeah.
Hey, Paul. Hi, Paul. Hi, how's everything going? I'm glad you called back in. I was away from my desk, but I of course wanted to reach back out to you soon. I got a chance. So how's your day been? I know you guys had a busy day.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, actually.
Did you have any questions for me?
Is it okay if I put us in a 3-way call with my sister? She just wanted to ask a couple
sure.
things.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Ida. Give me a second.
Sure.
Hello?
Yes, I am here.
Oh. Grace?
Yep.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Paul wanted me to speak with you. My name is also Paul, by the way. Did you have any specific questions for me, though?
Hi, yes. So my name is Grace. I'm Paul. Sister, so just wondering if there's like a monthly retainer or like a fee.
So it is a month-to-month service. It's a comprehensive package that includes both search engine optimization and social media. There's actually paid Facebook ads included, and I was able to get approved both the reduction of the overall cost of the service and a website to be included at no cost. So we'll build, host, maintain, even update a website, and then the overall cost of the package was reduced from $599 a month to $299. That does include first page placement on Google and Bing and the local map of the pack result, which is where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, and of course, all the other additional destinations and directories that are important to Google and Bing, things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. Now, the $299 is an exact amount. I was actually able to waive the initial $99 setup fee that would normally attach to that first month, so it's just $299 out the door. The recurring monthly is going to be at that $299 again every month. Paul and Gustavo are going to save $300 off the normal cost of the service. There's no hidden taxes, there's no hidden fees, there's no cost per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of the profits or anything like that. So it's simple, straightforward pricing.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that. Also, is there a contract? How long is the contract?
So it's month to month. There's no contract. Our job, of course, is to keep their phone ringing, make sure they're getting quality calls that turn into quality jobs. They can stop at any point in time for any reason, no questions asked. They can pause the service too. Let's say they end up getting more work than they can take on or want to go on vacation. I mean, you know, even if necessary, they could pause the service seasonally. We don't charge when it's paused. You know, obviously, we don't charge after the fact either. Everything is put on pause, but it's month to month, no contract.
Okay. And then is there any cancellation fees or penalties at all?
So there is a cancellation fee. There's no penalties or anything like that. You know, obviously it's simply our job to keep the phone ringing and earn, you know, the business 1 month at a time. There is a detailed reporting and tracking system, reports that update throughout the day in almost real time. So almost real time reporting to see exactly how much work is coming in, how much, you know, where the calls are coming from, what people are typing in, et cetera. And we're able to target the entire service area for really any of the services, landscaping, junk removal, and all of the other services that they're looking to provide.
Okay. And how much is that cancellation fee should they maybe want to try it out and cancel?
So, you know, obviously with any form of marketing, we do want you guys to give it the fair opportunity to get you the best return on investment. Now, it is designed to pay for itself even in that first month. Facebook ads are up and running in about 7 to 10 business days. The website's up and running in about 7 to 10 business days. To cover the entire service area, you know, Des Moines, right, and the 30-mile radius. So obviously a lot of competition. We're going to say 45 to 60 days for the best case scenario, right? For everything to be firing on all cylinders, for them to be found for every keyword throughout their entire service area. Now, the first payment is $299. That's for $100 of Facebook ads, and the $199 goes to the local search engine optimization, the content, everything else. The early termination fee would be $398 after that first month. Now, every month they stay with the program, $199 comes off of that. So after the third payment, there's no termination fee whatsoever. Obviously, by then, everything is working at 100%, and the calls and the jobs are coming in. They can pause it or stop at any time after that.
Okay, after the third month.
Correct, yeah. So every month $199 goes towards coming off of that that termination fee. So after the third payment, there's no termination fee at all. And of course, obviously, you can pause it if necessary. Everything's paused, and then we just kind of get things back and going again when it comes out of that temporary hold. There's not going to be any reduction in overall performance of the account until about 3 or 4 months after it's been paused or even canceled for that matter, without us continuing to update and optimize content, which obviously we pause if it's paused. After about 3 or 4 months, the placement would slowly start to trickle off the first page. It doesn't happen immediately, it doesn't happen quickly, and it might not even happen for all keywords. But obviously in a competitive industry, I mean, maybe not everybody's doing landscaping and junk removal, but obviously for their main services, they do have competition, especially in Des Moines. Placement would suffer if the account is paused for more than 3 months at a time. But once we get everything back up and going, we create all the additional content, update everything, blog posts, et cetera, then it goes right back onto that first page.
Okay. No, thank you for explaining that. And then how can you guarantee the first place? You was mentioning that you mentioned like being first place on Google.
Right. So we are a Google Premier partner. There's 8 Google partners in the country and 41 currently worldwide. When positions become available, it's our job to call through the area, find someone, and the listing is actually for junk removal. I mentioned that to Paul, but we are able to promote for any of the services, landscaping included. But we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. That, of course, that exclusivity means a higher return on investment for our clients and a greater likelihood that they are going to keep the service. But as a Google Premier partner, it's our job to fill these particular listings when they become available. So we've actually been in business since 2004. We're going to celebrate our 21st anniversary on December 17th. I've been with the company myself for over 12 and a half years. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. Now, the Google Partnership Program started just a little bit over 10 years ago, and it's designed to get small and medium-sized businesses the highest return on investment possible advertising and marketing through Google. So, of course, Google wants our clients to be successful. We work directly with Google's back-end team. Our processes are streamlined and efficient. No one can get better or faster results than a Google partner. And when Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. So we'll always have the right content, the right directories to make sure that the business stays on that first page ahead of the competition.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Will Paul be able and Gustavo be able to log into the Google directly and see like any clicks, calls,
correct,
leads,
yes,
in real time?
Well, not quite real time. The reports update several times throughout the day. So the information might be an hour or two old. So it's not quite real time. It depends on when they logged in and dependent was when it was last updated. But it does update several times throughout the day. So it's almost real time reporting. But absolutely, they'll see the breakdown of the clicks, the calls, what people are typing in, how many times they're popping up on that first page for each individual keyword or search phrase. They'll be able to see all the content that we're creating and updating. So that tracking and reporting system is there to benefit our clients. And of course, there's a lot that they can do with it. If any of you want to make changes or updates to the website on your end, you do have access to a website editor tool. So additional photos can be made or updated. Services even can be updated, holiday special or something like that, 10% off a specific service. Whether they're making changes to the website on that end or we're making the changes, there's never any additional cost for that. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. A lot of businesses are increasing their ad spend before the end of the year, even if it's just to take the tax write-off. But obviously, this is going to be a lot more than that. Get the phone ringing and the job's coming. We can manage the online reviews if they don't want to do that. They will have access, though. Any of the reviews that populate anywhere online on any of the directories we create, they repopulate on the tracking system. So from one place, they can request reviews or respond to reviews. Or if they want us to do that, there's no additional cost for us to do that on our end. Responder reviews in a professional manner, we would include that at no cost.
Okay. No, perfect. That sounds good. Thank you. And then I know you mentioned Des Moines as like one of the cities, but any other cities or like what service keywords will the ads run for?
So what we have, and this can be updated at any time, but what we have right now is basically a 30-mile service area. So we can target specific cities, specific zip codes, specific neighborhoods where they want to be found. You know, it doesn't have to be 30 miles. We don't draw a big circle around them. So we can go farther in any specific direction if we need to target that specific city. If there are neighborhoods even close to home that they don't want to go, then we don't run the ads there. If their service area shifts or changes at any point in time, if they want to expand, then we'll be able to accommodate that.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
And then I guess the last question would be, if they do decide to cancel like or pause, will they still be able to keep full access or ownership of that Google profile and the ads account?
Correct. Yeah. So we always set, because we are, you know, Google partners and everything we do is by Google guidelines, we will set the Google business profile up with them as the owner and they have full access to it. We only have managerial access as long as they're a client of ours. And if they stop using the service, it's a click to rescind that managerial access. They always will have access to that. And we don't take it down.
Okay.
I've talked to business owners that, and I'm saying, you have a Google listing, but you're marked permanently closed. What's going on there? Oh, I worked with Brand Rep, and they had control over my Google listing. When I canceled, they marked me as closed, and I can't do anything about it. I mean, like I said, we are Google partners, so we cannot do that. I would never jeopardize my company standing as a Google partner, or even my position within the company to do anything like that. We will set the accounts up, even on Bing as well, Bing Local, same thing. They'll have complete access to that, even if they cancel the service.
Okay. No, thank you. Thank you for that transparency.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I guess I just want a little bit more clarification. So he mentioned the initial fee. You mentioned the initial fee of the $2.99 every month, and then $100 for the Facebook ads and the search engine. So is that Facebook ads and search engine also going to be monthly?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the Facebook ads are included. The original cost of this package, it's our platinum package. It's a robust package. It's what we recommend for, you know, a densely populated area with a lot of competition. The original cost of this package is $599 with a setup fee. But I was able to get the setup fee waived and reduce the overall cost to $299. It does still include the same $100 of Facebook ads that comes at that $599 price point.
Okay.
All I did was reduce the overall cost. Yeah, the Facebook ads are included. So everything is included in that flat rate of $2.99. There's no additional cost. You're not paying per click or anything like that. It is exactly $2.99, and it's a fixed rate no matter how long they keep the service.
Okay, that was actually my next question is, like, was there a cap to the daily and, like, monthly spend?
Yeah, so it's going to be that exact amount as a flat rate. It is kind of a reduced rate, you know, being that it's a fairly young company, new this year, but it's not a promotional rate. It's really just designed to make it more affordable for younger companies because it's a game changer, for especially for new and small businesses, being able to compete with the well-established bigger companies to be on that first page and get phone calls. Our clients keep the service long-term, so, you know, there is no reason for us to increase the cost of the service over time, even if our price goes up, though. And I've been with the company, like I said, over 12 and a half years. In that time, our price has gone up 3 times. The last time was about 4 or 5 years ago. Even if our price goes up at this point, their price will never go up, no matter how long they keep the service. It would stay at $2.99, which is a reduced rate for a younger business, but even when they become a well-established business or even if we raise our price down the road, they would be kind of grandfathered in at that reduced rate.
Okay. No, thank you so much for sharing all of that. I'm sorry for bombarding with 1,000 questions.
No. I actually like it. I mean, when a business is kind of more interested and more excited, kind of wants to know the process, if they're going to be active with the tracking and the reporting and things like that, those businesses are most successful. I mean, I talked to someone, I said, do you have any questions? They're like, no. And then, you know, are you going to answer your phone when it rings? They say, yes. And then, like, we can see from their tracking system, you've missed phone calls. You've not returned phone calls for people who are calling for your services. And now you're saying that the service isn't working. Have you even accessed your client dashboard? Do you even know that you've been getting these phone calls? People are filling out the contact form on your website and you're not reaching back to them. I mean, that is what I don't want. I mean, I have no problem when a business is very active and wants to know exactly what they can do and exactly what we're doing.
Okay. No, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Sure. I don't know, Paul Gustavo, do you guys have additional questions?
You know me? Just wanted to know how we could, like, log into it.
Okay. So, it won't be generated until the account is live, but typically the username is just going to be the phone number on file. That way it's easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with the account. In this case, it's the 515-822-2605. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. You don't have to put dashes or spaces or parentheses or anything like that. There is a default password that looks like BSUCCESS, BESUCCESS, all lowercase, no space. The default password, you can change at any point in time. There's a couple of ways that you can access your client dashboard and the information. One is through my.localsplash.com, and you'll get all of this. Once we activate the account, you'll get a welcome email that has all of our contact information. Most of our emails have the contact information for client support, but your welcome email will also have your login credentials. You can also download an app through the App Store, and you can access the information that way.
So there is an app.
There is an app. Yeah, you can download that app. Our clients love it. It's it actually is more detailed.
Is that how they contact us?
No, I mean, we will actually be reaching out to you directly by phone, text, or email. The app is really for your tracking.
So they don't contact them, like, us personally?
We will not reach out to you through the app.
No, like, customers.
Customers, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, customers are going to call you unless they're filling out the contact form on your website. If they fill out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. But the app is just for clients. Customers can't access that. It's for your tracking and for your reporting. But like I said, most of the time you get phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. If they fill out the contact form on your website, you get a text message and an email, and you know right away when someone's trying to reach out to you. Of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, there's no additional cost for that.
All right, sounds good.
Were you guys able to head to the bank at all?
Yeah, we were.
Okay. So we would be looking at tomorrow for the follow-up call, the client interview. Let me just update our system and see what's available. And is this the best number for us to call for the client interview tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. It takes about 30, 40 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Kind of just off the top of your head questions, you know, things like, you know, how long you've been in business. Some of it's to help us create content for your business and your website. Some of it's just to make sure that everything's Google compliant. You know, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline. We are pretty well booked out for tomorrow. Friday is wide open. But for tomorrow, there's only 11:30 or 12:30. That's Central Time. Okay, so we're going to schedule it from 12:30 to 1:30. The call should get to you right at or maybe a couple of minutes after 12:30. At 11:30, you're going to get a reminder email that the call is scheduled at 12:30. And I'm also going to send you in a minute or so here a calendar invite. The calendar invite's really just for your record. You do not need to respond to it. Now, I wanted to make sure here, we do have Coco as the first pet's name for your security question. And then for the exact amount of $299, was that on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Family credit.
Yeah. It should start with either a 4 or a 5 then, right? So if it's a 4, it's a MasterCard. If it's a 4, it's a Visa. If it's a 5, it's a MasterCard. And the name on the card, that's Gustavo Ruiz, right? No middle initial?
Yeah.
Okay,
middle initial.
And what is the initial?
A.
A. Okay, Gustavo A. Ruiz. And then I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Could you give us a second?
Yeah, sure. Not a problem.
Hey, Paul, sorry about that, but...
Not a problem.
Did you put us on hold or something? We thought we could see, like, the number and expiration date all on, like, the phone, but I guess I checked it, but...
Oh. Yeah, I was just notating the account. I put it on mute so you wouldn't hear me typing. I am still here, though. Is it a MasterCard? I mean, if it starts with a 5?
No, it starts with a 4.
Okay, that would be a Visa. Let me recode that as Visa. And what is the expiration month and year?
That's what I don't have.
Like on the back of the card, there's not like a date that they need to send you a new card?
No, I have the card. Can you give us like a minute?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. So let me notate a couple of things here. Are you guys going to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When did you want to be found online?
What are you thinking? 5 or 6? Monday through Saturday, if that's okay.
Yeah, Monday through Saturday is perfect. Like 7 to 7, 8 to 5.
6 to 6.
6 to 6, okay, perfect. Get going early and stay as long as you need to. And then are you at this point, taking anything other than cash and check? Do you take, like, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Yeah, we take Venmo, Cash App, and Zelle.
Okay. So not PayPal, but Venmo, Cash App, and Zelle.
Yeah. We could get PayPal here soon, but we got Venmo recently, too.
Yeah, that's perfect. And let me know if anything changes, if you want to add. And you do take cash and credit card and check? Of course, you take cash, right? Checks, too?
Yeah, my bad. You connect it to the truck. That's my bad.
Cash, check, and credit card, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's kind of really...
What would credit card and check, card be?
Oh, for your payments, for customers who are trying to pay you.
Yeah, but how would they pay with, like, a credit card? Well, I'd need, like, something to tap on my phone, or
a service where you would call and over the phone they process the payment and give you a confirmation number on the spot. But yeah, I mean, I know like for years they've had like called the Square. You just attach it to your phone and you could actually tap the card right on it.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that'd be, I mean, the more ways you can make it convenient for your customers, obviously the better their experience is going to be. So, I've got Gustavo Ruiz on the card. What is the billing address?
723 4th Street, Perry, Iowa.
Got it. I asked that before. And it's on the other screen that I'm not on right now. The same zip code, though, 50220.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And the middle initial of A is on the card. You said it's a Visa. I could put that in if you want to read it 4 digits at a time.
Pretty sure. Hold on, give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Pop everything but the number in the back.
Okay, so the expiration date and the security code on the back, we still don't have that?
Yeah, the expiration date is 01/28.
01/2028. And then the 16 digits, if you want to read them 4 at a time?
Yeah. You ready?
Mm-hmm, sure.
4784.
Okay.
1205.
Mm-hmm.
0543.
Mm-hmm.
5750.
So I have 4784-1205-0543-5750.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you guys are working on getting that security code on the back of the card, that three-digit code, I am required, because we are a Google partner, to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a flat rate, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we are waiving the setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows, and since I've got both of you on the phone, either or both of you guys can answer the questions, but it says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you want it to appear online?"
We want it to appear online as R&M Landscape and Junk Removal.
And that's exactly how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Gustavo Reese, and...
Co-owner?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go with that. For the record, I've got Paul Medina on the line.
No, owner.
Owner, okay.
We're both the owners.
You're both the owners, got it. And then as the owners of R&M Landscape and Junk Removal, of course, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, I've got both business owners on the phone. And then for the billing information that you did provide, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course.
And
now,
and Paul Medina will be able to as well, right?
Correct. Yes, I've got Paul Medina on here as an authorized point of contact with a separate phone number. So either or both of you guys can call us, and if we try to reach you, you know, we'll make sure that we speak with one of you guys if we can't reach you both. And then it says, "In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement." There's a couple of reasons that we ask. Of course, because of all the content we'll be creating, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or even more important, it's our job in part to make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We do what is called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We will also make sure that there is no physical street address for the business, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with the website included, with the setup fee waived, etc., this next part reads as follows. It says, "Your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 3rd of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, meaning no hidden taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost, and in this case we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included, meaning there's no additional cost. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the third of the month and that same exact reduced rate, that new in business rate, but it'll never go up on you. It would bill for $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, we are going to do your client interview tomorrow, and that's perfect. We usually do our client interviews first day, second day, third day, so getting it done tomorrow certainly gets the process started. Within 5 to 7 business days is when you'll have full access to your client dashboard, because that's when all the directory submissions will be created. They do want us to say 7 to 14 days for both the website and the Facebook ads. But my experience, it's usually 7 to 10 days or less. Your Facebook ads are really just waiting for the website to be completed. So that's certainly going to be done in the first 2 weeks. If it's days 45 through 60, that's, like I said, for your entire service area, for everything to be working and firing on all cylinders, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service. Again, we're providing continuous reporting, updates, and customer support. And again, that rate would never go up on you. Now, of course, as I mentioned, we do want you to give it a fair chance to really see the return on your investment and to have it really working as efficiently and completely as it could. So we do hope that you give it at least 2 to 3 months. As I mentioned, you can discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason by simply contacting our client support team. You can also pause the service. And once again, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there is that early termination fee. To prevent any charges to your following month of service, all that we request is that you would contact your client support agent at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I understand those.
Okay. And were you able to get that 3-digit code on the back of the card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 763.
763. So 763-763. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation or welcome email. That welcome email, as I mentioned, is important, not just because it has our client support phone number on it, most of our emails do, but it also has your username and your password for your login credentials. Now, you do have that, right? Or did you write it down from before? You'll get it by way of email anyway. But again, the 515-822-2605, that's the username, no dashes or spaces, but the area code's included. BSuccess is your default password. You can change your password at any time. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. The invoice email will also have a link to the written terms and conditions. So that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. You'll also receive an additional email. You should get 3 emails in the beginning. The third email is going to be, it's going to say something like action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, it does not need to be everything on that list, but anything and everything you send our way is going to help us to expedite the process with Google's backend team to kind of reassure them that you are a real, active, legitimate company, that you're in this service area providing those services. So any photos you can send our way, and some of it we're going to want to put on your website anyway, but anything like pictures of tools and equipment, your service vehicle, I mean, obviously, if you've got a business card, take a picture of that and send it our way. Is the business itself at this point licensed or insured?
No.
That's okay.
Well, we'd like to look into that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you do not need all of that information, but any information you send our way will definitely help. Now, obviously, there's not like a physical workplace because you guys do go to the customer, your service base. For that picture, Google's usually fine with just taking another photo of the service vehicle parked at one of your homes, wherever you park it when you're not using it for work. So my system's running just a little bit slow here. But you should get that confirmation email in a minute or so here. Let me just update my system. It is technically after hours here, so some of our services kind of start running sluggish. But I just want to make
sure. Is that going to the company email?
Let me just pull up the email that I have on file real quick here. So it should be going to the email address that we have, which is the rm.landscape.junk@gmail.com.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And sorry, but could you also repeat our password?
Yeah, so your password is BSUCCESS, BSUCCESS. Now, let me see what's going on here. For some reason, something didn't update.
Just BSUCCESS.
Yeah.
Space, capitalizations or
No, there's no spaces, no parentheses or anything like that. Now, you said the expiration date of the card was, I for some reason got February of 2020. That can't be correct. That's already expired. Wait, 2028. February of 2028,
yes.
Right? Yeah, not 25. Yeah. I have it listed correct. Let me see what's going on with my system. Like I said, for some reason, it says expired card. That doesn't make any sense at all. Let me update and refresh because there's not.
No, four more.
It has not expired.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2028 and it's listed correctly in the system. So your client dashboard is not going to be active just yet. We do have to do your client interview. That might be why. Normally, it auto-populates a couple of things, but in this case, it has not. Let me just put in a couple of things here that would normally auto-populate, which is today's date as the start date. Let me just make sure I've got everything correct here. And we just got a message earlier today that some of our systems, like emails, text messages, they don't get sent right away unless we manually trigger them. Everything is automated right up until the minute that we officially close for the day, which was at 6 o'clock. Let me update that, though. That should be okay.
Could you repeat the card number, maybe? Maybe I put that in wrong.
Okay. So I have, first of all, I have February of 2028 for the expiration, 02 of 2028. I've got 763 for the code on the back, right?
Correct.
So all I have right now, well, I know that the first number is a 4, and all I can see, though, is the 5750. Everything got encrypted. But what are those first 12 or the first... I got 4, and then after that?
It's 4784-1205-0543-5750.
Gotcha.
So I think that's correct. I don't think I got that wrong.
4184-1205-0543-5750.
No, it's 4784.
Mm-hmm. 4784-1205-0543-5750.
Correct.
Let me update that. Okay, so that's correct. That's been updated. Just double checking to make sure that all of the fields have been filled in. So now it's saying the card has expired or the code on the back is wrong. And I have 763. And we know that it's not an expired date because it's February 28. Is that 763 on the back of that card? Is that accurate? So yeah, I just checked with the finance team, and you know, obviously it's not an expired card, so they're saying that the code on the back might be wrong. It might have been an old code from the physical card that existed before, but you've been issued a new card with a different code. And you guys don't have the physical card with you, though, right? You guys still there? I can't hear you.
Yeah, my bad. We have the card right now, but, I mean, it looks like 763 or, like, 703.
Yeah, you put it in and out of your wallet enough times and stuff starts to rub off. Let's try 703.
Or 783, maybe.
That might be 763. Let's try 783.
Because it's just the middle number that's rubbed off like that, too.
Just the middle one, yeah. And you can see most of it, but not all of it. I actually got in the habit of putting in not the card number itself, but like the expiration date. I enter it into my phone or I write it down somewhere because I've had that happen to me before. But let's see if everything goes through.
763, sir. Same now.
It says 763. 763 is what we've already tried. Let's try with 783. 4, 7, 8, 4, 12, 12, 12, 12, 3, 5, 6, 2. So yeah, I don't know why it's showing up that way, but it doesn't look like 6383 or 03 was accurate, or when I tried it again, it's still popping up as expired card, although the expiration date is not expired and the card itself is active, right? You didn't get like an entirely different card.
Could you, like, delete the whole card and just restart, maybe?
I can try. And is it with the different card information or the same?
No, same card. It's just, like, maybe just try it, putting it in again.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes that makes a difference. I've had that happen before. Still a visa, and February or 02 of 2028 is the expiration date, right?
No, 01.
01.
That's probably the problem.
Yep, that could be it. Usually, I don't see expired card. It would say wrong expiration date or expiration date is not correct. It would give me one of those two, but it never does say expired card because even, I mean, February is even a month past January. So it's not like I put in, like, you know, the wrong year or something like that. So it's 01. It's January of 2028. And our best guess is still that 783 for what appears to be a little bit rubbed off on the back of the card, right?
No, 763.
783 was our one of our other choices. But 763 is what
That's what I was trying to tell him. I've bought in stuff off his card.
So you already know it is 763. The expiration date then was probably the problem. I don't know why it was saying expired card. It shouldn't say that if it's a future date. But, it seems like it might have been. Let me just make sure. So we've got January of 2028. I don't think we have to re-enter the card. We've already confirmed that twice. Okay. So now it's saying insufficient funds, that the $299 is not yet cleared on the account. But you did go to the bank today, right?
We did.
Okay. So it may just have to be overnight that the funds are actually credited to your account. But that should not be a problem. Now it's telling me that the card is information is accurate. And it's just saying that the funds have not been released to be processed yet, which is not a problem. It just does mean that you're not going to get your welcome email until we process that payment. I'll wait until the morning to do that. We do still have your client interview scheduled.
I got the deny charge. How do I accept it?
Yeah, it might be, I mean, and again, I can't speak to why I'm seeing what could be inaccurate results here for the codes that I'm seeing. But yeah, if there's a security measure there because we're out of state, if you have to authorize the payment, I would normally see a different result code. And if it's giving you an option to authorize the payment, then try to do that. But like I said, it's probably more likely that the funds have not been fully credited to your account. I mean, if you're depositing checks, that would probably happen. If you're depositing cash, it should already be credited to your account.
Yeah, I did deposit cash. I don't know why. It said maybe because I see a bunch of charges on them. Maybe it's because you guys send too much charges
there,
and it's got a scam or something.
It's because none of them actually went through. They'll show as pending charges until the end of the day, and then they'll fall off tomorrow. But yeah, every time I put in a different code and try it,
I have my pending transactions in a spot. It just said completely denied.
Yeah. We have not successfully processed any payment. We haven't taken any funds out of the account. And then I am getting the insufficient funds message here. So my only guess here at this point is for some reason it didn't process. I don't know if you got a receipt from the bank that says available funds or something like that. But at this point, it's not allowing me to process that $299.
Alrighty.
That's okay.
Money's probably just spending, if anything.
Yeah. I mean, if money's coming in and money's coming out, I mean, it just might not be the number that we're looking for here. But if you did just go to the bank, that should not be a problem at all. I am resending that client interview.
Oh. If anything, can you charge it again? I'm so sorry. I just realized that it was in my savings account.
Oh, okay. So the you deposited money to the savings account. Were you able to transfer it to the card?
Yes, it's on my checkings now.
Okay, give me a second then. Let me just do that. And like I said, any pending charges that you see are not actual real charges, so they would drop off. You'll see those drop off by the end of the day. So the $299 should be available then on the card itself, not out of the checking or the savings account. So let me just see if we can refresh. Okay, so usually if it takes this long to show me a result, it's actually processing the payment. Okay. Let me refresh my system. Okay, so it looks like because it's this late in the day, my system is not sending out those confirmation emails, and I can't even access the page to refresh it and manually send it, but it looks like everything did go through and there's not going to be a problem. I will, first thing in the morning, send you out, make sure if it doesn't get automatically sent out, that the welcome email, that your initial invoice email is sent out, and the one, again, just kind of outlining some of the things that you can send our way. But it looks like everything's okay on my end. I just cannot, for whatever reason, access things to resend that welcome email out to you. And I do not know that it will be sent until the morning. It should be sent automatically in the morning, actually before I'm able to send it. But you won't receive that until tomorrow. But you guys are all set and squared away. If I am between phone calls, if there's any issues or concerns, I'll call you long before your scheduled client interview. But if I am in between phone calls, I'll be on that call. We've got it scheduled for 12:30.
All right, sounds good.
All right. I appreciate you guys and your patience. You take care, and you have a great rest of the day.
We appreciate your patience. Thank you. Sorry about that, Paul.
Oh, no problem. Not at all, Gustavo. Paul, you guys have a great night. Take care.
You too, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.